I am Lindsay Joseph, and I'm the program director at Pyramid Studios in Tallahassee. We operate a lot like a school would in the sense that we do a lot of training curriculum, whether that's focused on academics, visual and performing arts. So I oversee the day-to-day operations, you know, very boots on the ground. I'm here with our students every day. I interact with them daily.
Well, it sounds really fulfilling.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the mission of Pyramid Studios.
So our mission really essentially is to provide people with intellectual and developmental disabilities with a meaningful day. And so whatever that means to them, you know, there's not specific curriculum, there's not specific objectives that they have to meet. It's really client-centered. It's really about what that individual wants to get out of coming here, whether that's socializing, whether that's working on handwriting, learning sign language, learning to play the trumpet, performing in a play. You know, the possibilities are endless. There's, you know, no set curriculum that we have to do in the sense like you would in a traditional school, because it's really client-centered. So it depends what the individuals want to learn. That might be anything from doing a science experiment one day to learning how to crochet the next day, to, you know, writing letters to their aunt and uncle in California. You know, we kind of do it all, and we're going to help them achieve whatever they want to achieve.
That's amazing.
It really
and
is.
So can you go over like who can participate and how they can participate? How do they get to?
So we serve such a wide variety of people, anywhere from people who are profoundly disabled, nonverbal, non-ambulatory, you know, minimal use of their extremities. We certainly find ways to engage those individuals, whether it be through engaging their senses. You know, it might be going outside and looking at the shapes of clouds. It might be doing some hand-over-hand activities and just encouraging them to be as independent as possible. It might be learning how to paint with their feet. We have an individual that started here and was here for a very long time. She has since passed, but she was one of our top-selling artists, and she was nonverbal. She was non-ambulatory, but she first started painting with her feet, and then she started painting with her fingertips and kind of the back of her hand. And she had a very unique vision on how she wanted her paintings to come out. She would motion with her head when she wanted you to move the canvas. She knew what color she wanted. She could point to what color she wanted to use, and would motion through nodding and gesturing whether she wanted a color lighter or darker so we could mix the perfect color for her. We actually got to the point where we would get paint samples from Lowe's, different colors, so she could point to which one she wanted so we knew how to mix those colors for her. All the way to people that certainly could be working in the community, but they prefer to be here. You know, I've actually had some staff recently that said, "Well, why does so-and-so go here? She seems like she could get a job." And I said, "Well, she could, and she did. She had a job for a very long time, but she prefers to be here. You know, here she sings, she dances, she acts, and her job in the community, I think she felt was kind of limiting. She didn't get to be challenged as much, where here she has had a whole lot of challenges and just kind of unique experiences. She gets to be around people, her peers, you know, people that are like her, people that she's known for a very long time. So we serve such a wide variety of individuals. You know, there's really a place for everybody here.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sorry about the loss of the painting artist. That's
yeah,
got to be
she's
hard.
Phenomenal, but she lived a very long life, and she came here since we opened.
Yeah.
We opened in 1994, so we're coming up on 30 years actually in June. It's a big deal for us, you know, our 30th anniversary. So we've been talking about kind of how to celebrate that with our students and with our staff. We have three staff that have been in our building since we opened 30 years ago.
Since we're talking about that, what have you come up with for the big celebration in June?
Well, we do have some things coming up that are kind of around that period of time. So we're going to be doing a lot of celebrating in-house. We've talked about planning a picnic, which we may have some opportunities for volunteers to come out and help with our picnic during normal operating hours. But then in August, we actually are going to have a play in production at the Moon. And then we have Pyramid Palooza, which I know you know about, that we have coming up in May. So kind of right before and right at the end, we've got a lot of, you know, fun stuff that's always going on. So there's always kind of something to celebrate here. So we'll kind of rope in our 30 years in some way, you know, during those performances as well.
That's fantastic. So you were talking about the visual art, the artists sell what they create.
Yeah, absolutely.
And theatrical performances are also open to the public?
Yep. So we do friends and family events generally quarterly. So that's here in-house. And so it gives people an opportunity to come see our program, see what it's like. You know, if people want to walk around and look at the art on the walls, usually we have our gallery space pretty well organized with things, items for sale, as well as refreshments and So it varies what we'll be presenting those times. It might be our choir, it might be our second band, it might be the Electric People, which is our band that's been together for quite a long time, skits, things of that nature. So on during our friends and family events, those are just people showcasing their talent and friends and family being able to come out, and those are smaller events. And then we also have Pyramid Palooza, which is going to have an art show as well. So we will have visual art there as well as our band will perform. And then even at our performance at the Moon, our musical production, we have an art show there as well, which we have art from all five locations of Pyramid there. And we just did the Chain of Parks event actually, down where Lemoyne is. And so that's always an opportunity for our students to get some commission checks. That way our students are 50% commission on anything they sell. So they always look forward to their checks, and that's a big event for us. So we did very well this year. I know a lot of students are going to be getting those checks here pretty soon. We're finishing up our commission report, so we're going to have a lot of happy students.
So the Chain of Parks, you guys were selling artwork and you had performers there.
We did, yeah. So our band performed. They performed an acoustic set, which is a little, quite a bit different actually than what they would typically do. Still great, but definitely out of the scope of what they would normally seem like, a little more mellowed out. So for anybody that saw them there, I think they're going to be and for a good treat if they come see them at Pyramid Palooza, because we have, full drum kit, everything mic'd up, a lot of horns. So it's definitely quite an experience to see them in that type of setting, and it'll be our second year here at Lake Ella at the American Legion Hall. So they're pretty familiar with the stage now. And so I think, they have a lot of original songs that they're going to perform for everybody. So it should be a really good time.
Well, you don't need anything else. Music fixes
It's a
everything.
noisy building, but it's lively. You can be tired when you walk in on a Monday, but you're gonna perk up within about 15 minutes, because there's a lot of, a lot of life in the building, a lot of people walking by, a lot of music, a lot of giggles. So it's hard to be tired when you're in an environment like this.
Yeah, I bet. Anyone who hears about this, if they know someone that they think would be a great fit, to join Pyramid. Is that just a matter of contacting you guys, or what do you have to do to get someone enrolled?
Yeah, we always start with a tour. So we always want people to come by to our program so I can have an opportunity to meet them. I always conduct those tours. If I'm not here, Bucky Clements, our arts director, will conduct those tours. But generally, that would be me conducting those tours. We want them to certainly see what the program is like. We're a very large program in comparison with other day programs. So we serve about 180 people in our building. We have about 135 a day. So we have some people that only come Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have some that come 5 days a week. So it kind of varies, but we have an average census of about 135 a day. And so we always want people to see what the program is like. Kind of walk around, take a look at the different classes that we offer. We offer computer classes, theater, dance, music, art, paint, daily living, life skills. So we have such a wide variety of classes. So we want them to kind of walk around, see what classes they think stand out to them that they would benefit from most. And then we kind of make notations of those, and then we take a look at the schedule, kind of get to know them, and see if they're a good fit, which, like I said, generally there's a place for everybody here at Pyramid. So then it might be a matter of just kind of working out a date. We serve a lot of students that receive Medicaid waiver services, but we also have some that are private pay. So, getting in certainly is a possibility for most people if it's something that's interesting to them.
I'm just curious, are most of your students living in private homes, for example, with their families?
We serve individuals that live in residential group homes. We have some people we serve that have their own apartments. We serve some of the local intermediate care facilities. We serve people that live with their families. So it really varies. I don't know if we have a majority that are one way or the other, honestly. A lot of them are probably in residential settings, and so that might be with supported living. They might have just some in-home supports that come check on them periodically, assist with things like grocery shopping, medication management, things of that nature. We have some students that are primarily independent with daily living skills and don't need much assistance from staff at all, in their day-to-day activities. They might assist with transportation, things of that nature, but I don't know that there's really a majority of our students where they're living in one setting or another.
Yeah. Your residents range in age. Who's your oldest right now?
80 years old. So we have one student that is 80, and I believe we have two that are 79. So we had one that had his 80th birthday party here. So that was a big deal, and he's been with us for a very long time. I think that our students that are of that age, you would never believe it if you met them in person. But I think coming to Pyramid is part of what keeps them healthy, being able to move. One of our students that's 79, just the other day I walked into an exercise class and she was up there leading the exercise class. So, very mobile, very energetic, just really living her best life over here.
You know, it that kind of program that you have there, it seems like it gives a lot of people purpose, and
Absolutely.
it enables them to be seen, which is something you hear people say that they get dismissed because they're in a wheelchair or whatever. So that sounds like just a wonderful life there.
Absolutely. We have a student actually that I interviewed and we had some discussions. She worked for quite a long time. She worked for, I believe, 13 years for the same organization. And she had a good experience there, but she decided to retire. And she was, quite young. She probably could have continued to work. And we kind of discussed what prompted her to pursue retirement. And, she said that everybody where she worked was very kind to her. But she didn't feel challenged. And she said, everybody was nice to me there. But she said, here, Pyramid's like my family. And she said, I get to do so many different things here. She said, here I act and I sing and I dance and I play the trumpet. And, I just like being here with my friends. So, certainly she could work, but she chooses to come here. She gets a, here she's head of the cheerleading squad. She is she's a big deal here and she feels that way. She feels valued and I think she feels appreciated and like you said, she feels seen. She knows that her talents are not dismissed. And maybe not that it was in the working environment either, but that she's really just our staffing and the skill sets that they have really will take her to the next level and help her kind of problem solve and develop the skills that she wants if there's anything that she kind of has in mind that she wants to work on or achieve. Whereas, sometimes you're limited with that when it comes to a certain working environment. There's specific job tasks and duties you have to do that might be a little monotonous. And here there's not that for her. Every day is a new challenge and new tasks. Recently she talked to me about how she wants to help me with some fundraising efforts. So we're working on that. She's kind of developing her elevator speech. She has it written down and she's kind of working to memorize so she can kind of talk about Pyramid and what our students do here and what services we offer. That way she can, kind of be my sidekick there with fundraising because that's not really my specialty. So I always welcome some extra help in that department. And she's certainly great at that stuff. She's very charismatic.
So you guys have staff that's paid and volunteer?
Yeah, so we have a lot of paid staff. We have a staff of, I believe, close to 50, and we have volunteers as well. So we have many volunteers. They might be just, during Christmas a couple times helping with making Christmas ornaments and Christmas crafts. And then we have people that volunteer more regularly. Recently, we actually had our former assistant director come and do some volunteer hours because she is actually pursuing a degree in the medical field. And so she wanted to come get some volunteer hours here and just kind of help us out. I think she kind of misses being around. So she was helping us just organize and some new programming ideas and things of that nature. So no matter what people want to do, there's always kind of something, whether it's from assisting with landscaping, painting walls, interacting with our students, there's a lot of opportunity for volunteering as well.
Excellent. And so funding wise, you have your fundraisers. Do you get grants? Are you guys a nonprofit?
So we're a nonprofit. We do receive a lot of funding through the Medicaid waiver program. So a majority of our students receive Medicaid waiver. We also, have applied for grants and have gotten some great grants through Leon Cares and some other programs with grants. A lot of fundraising as well.
Okay. Let's go back to Pyramid Palooza.
So Pyramid Palooza is a music festival. And that is where the Electric People headline. And we have had other local musicians open for the Electric People. We have had some other local musicians in the past. This year, it is going to be the Little Grizzly Boogie Band. So we're super excited about that. We haven't worked with them before. We've worked with other local musicians that weren't necessarily available this time around, but it's also going to be our record release party. So the Electric People have written an album of all original music. And so we are in the process of getting that printed. So we will have that available for purchase as well at the event, and they'll perform those songs. So this is kind of a big deal for them. Our band's been together for many, many years, and they've done gigs all throughout Florida. But Pyramid Palooza was really an opportunity for them to headline and for our supporters to be able to come out as well as have an art show at the same time. So our first Pyramid Palooza was kind of after COVID. We usually do our big musical production, but we didn't really have time for that at that time. And we had talked about Pyramid Palooza years and years ago, but we certainly wanted to get out and do a big fundraising event. And so that's when we, took the leap and did the first one. So this will be number three this year. We did it at the Moon the first year and Lake Ella last year, which we were excited to be there. And, they treat us very well. We had a good crowd last year. So we're excited to go back to the American Legion Hall. They've been good friends of ours. So it's going to be fun to see them take the stage again and perform original music this time. So they've done a lot of covers in the past, all different genres of music, Prince to Elton John, wide variety, Alicia Keys. So now working on their original music is interesting because we have 10 members of our band and they all like different genres themselves. So we everything from country to R&B music. One of our artists wrote a song that he said he wanted to sound similar to Elton John, kind of Elton John influence in his song was something he was kind of going for. So there's a little something for everybody there, depending on what you like to listen to.
It's exciting. You got the big 30th coming up. Good luck with that. Is there anything else you would like people to know about Pyramid?
Just that we can always use community support and people just talking about Pyramid. The more people that know about us, the better. Like I said, we've been around a long time, and I think a lot of people know us, when we're at Chain of Parks, I always ask people, have you heard of Pyramid? I think years ago people would say, oh, I'm not sure. And now we're starting to get that, oh, of course, I've been to one of your events. So I think just telling people about Pyramid, having them come to the events, come and support our band, see what we do, and just get to know our students because they're great people to get to know. They always like meeting new people, including our performers, when we take the stage at the Moon. Our students just like meeting new people and, gaining new supporters and new fans. So just telling people about Pyramid, having them come out to an event and having them come to a friends and family night. If somebody's looking to volunteer, just coming out and seeing what we do, even taking a tour of our facility. If people are just kind of curious, we offer tours as well. So people can just see what Pyramid is, what we do. We always like to show off and, show what we're doing here. There's always something cool going on every day. So touring is one of my favorite parts of my job and talking about Pyramid. It's one of my favorite things. I always say I could talk about Pyramid for hours. So
And where is your facility?
we are off Commonwealth, so near Capitol Circle and Commonwealth Boulevard, a little small dead-end kind of business street, Commonwealth Lane. Got a big building there, big pyramid sign out front. So, if you turn down Commonwealth Lane, you really can't miss us. Like I said, giving tours is one of my favorite things. I love showing people just kind of what we do. It's one of those things. If you don't work in the field, sometimes people don't really know or understand or let alone realize that they're are a lot of people in the Tallahassee area with disabilities and that they're living great lives. They're doing a lot of really cool stuff. I know one of our students, his sister said to me, I wish my parents were alive to see what my brother's doing now. She said, I used to worry about him because he didn't have a lot of friends growing up. And I used to wonder what his life was going to be like. And she said, I think his social life is better than mine. And I said, oh, it probably is. I said, it's better than mine. He's always out and about doing something, whether it's going out and playing shows or going out with friends on the weekends, talking on the phone, chit chatting. I said, absolutely. He's definitely got a great quality of life. And she said, it's something I didn't really, see happening for him when we were young. So Pyramid has certainly given him, a community. It really is.